views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're doing the messages for the upcoming month of August 2016. I always do the angel messages for the month coming up. We do it once a month. I try to get it to the closest day right before that month comes in. So that's what today is. It's all about the energy of August and what the angels want to do for us and guide us through. So, you know, it's a power-packed year, absolutely. So I like that we're doing this every month. And I like that I'm working with them daily. And, you know, it just helps. It just helps when things are challenging, when we feel like, what am I going to do next? It helps. So why not? And they're divine beings. They're part of the aspect of God. We're not worshiping them. I want to mention that for some people that are new to this, we are utilizing these beautiful gifts and these helpers that that are there for us. And that's what it's all about. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I did a show focusing on the angel, Archangel Raziel. Well, he's come back in again for August. Yeah, he was the one. That was the show I did on, you know, how to bring miracles into your life. Raziel is a very magical type of angel. Magic is the best word I can describe, because you feel the miracles, the things that I can't believe that just happened. And you want to actually change that affirmation to, I do believe in miracles. I do believe that can happen. That's a big one right there. How many times has something incredible happened to you and you go, I can't believe it. I can't believe it's true. You're saying, I can't believe. So I'm bringing that to everyone's attention because it's very common to do that. I've done it myself, and I've learned to correct it and go, no, wait, I do believe. I do believe. Because when we believe and we receive, the miracles into our life starts to come in. So Raziel is here again for August. So we're going to be focusing on August, and you are welcome to call in if you have a particular question or you would like to know what angel guidance would be out there for you. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's what we're talking about. And if you're new to this show, I'm an intuitive counselor. That's who I am. I very much work with the energy behind everything. So my expertise is metaphysics, the angelic realm, intuition, energy healing. Absolutely. That's my specialties, and that's what I'm here to help you understand if that's a path you're on. So with that in mind, what was the biggest thing that came through for, because he always gives me something for everybody. It's optional if you want to call in or not call in. Some people, they write me afterwards because they're just listening. But there's a lot of information here that is for all of us. And Raziel said two big powerful things. Patience. Oh, yeah. You know, when we have to learn the patience, we kind of go, you know, have you ever heard, don't pray for patience? Well, it's not really that we want to avoid you know, learning patience, because we're going to need it. We are going to need it because of the way things are changing. They're changing fast for us, and sometimes it's hard to accept. And, you know, we just don't understand why it has to change so quickly. And what he's saying is patience with peace, and finding the peace in your heart to have the patience. And I know the world is just upside down right now, and that's exactly why he's bringing this one in. That's exactly why, because we need it. We absolutely need it. So that's what the big one is that I'm going to go into detail about. Also, I have put up two free gifts on my website. One is all about energy healing for self-care. So it's five lessons. It's totally free. It's a gift that I want to give you. So it's like an online course, but you can interact and, you know, comment at the bottom, and you can tell me what your questions are, but it's there for you. Okay. Absolutely. Totally free. So if you want to check that out, I also have a guided meditation course. It's not really so much a course. It's an introduction to it. I have three of the most popular guided meditations that I've done in that one. And I'm planning to add a few more in variety. So there's different ones in there. Now, I'm going to be doing bigger courses on this, but that's later. I just want you to get to know what I can do for you. And I want to give you that. And that's at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, if you want to go check that out. Now, we are live streaming through WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. And so hello up there to my New England friends. And we are also through TransformationTalkRadio.com. That is the network. So that's the live streaming for the radio. And I'm also simul live streaming the video on my website. You can just hit Jen Royster Show and hit live broadcast, and you'll see it right there. And it's also on my YouTube channel, but it might be easier just to go to the website, because I've got it embedded right there and you can find it easier. Some people don't want, you know, accounts to everything. And so I've done it like that, so you don't have to. So it's all there for you, whichever way you want to tune in, watch, or listen. The number again, 1-800-930-2819. We're about to go to a break. So as soon as we come back, if there's any callers, I will start taking calls. I want to bring you on when I have enough time to answer your question. I don't quite have enough time. I'm looking and it's 1111 for those that see 1111 all the time. How many people see 1111 all the time? I do all the time, but I see repetitive numbers in lots of different sequences. And the other thing that came through this week was a message of joy. We need peace, patience, and joy. And I work a lot with nature, and animals and wild animals, birds come to me a lot. And this last couple of weeks, I kept having a finch, a beautiful little finch. They're common, but this one was very adamant about being in my human space, okay? So I went, okay, I have to pay attention to that, because that's different. And she decided, I put a beautiful basket up on my porch. For the bird watchers, you'll know that this happens sometimes. But when they pick you like that, I think that's a gift. But she picked my basket in a big container to build her nest, and now she's feeding her babies there by the front door. So everybody has to be careful going in and out by the front door, but it's a precious connection, and she felt safe enough to do that. So I felt honored. And these are messages. I'm saying that in a simple way because it is a message. It's a message. Enjoy the little things in life. Enjoy the little things in life. Enjoy the simple things in life, like, you know, your favorite meal, something like that. Maybe your favorite book, like you would just love an hour to curl up with your favorite book. Then let yourself have that, because life is going to just keep going and going and spinning if you let it. But these are things that Raziel was bringing to my attention. And the finch was also part of that to share with you. And, you know, I was very touched how it's all just connecting in. And the peace there's peace in so many areas of life that we're just missing because we're going too fast. So lots of things are happening where we feel like we need to go faster. We don't have enough time. We've got to rush. You don't have to rush. You have to just receive. You have to stop. You have to be aware and notice all the wonderful things that are happening. And there's going to be things that are going to fall apart. Big things. Yes, big things. I know. Big things are falling apart. They have to. They're going to. Nothing stays the same forever. That's the way energy works. What is the hard part is how we don't accept that or how we fight that and we try to hang on and keep it the same. That's probably one of the biggest things that causes us distress. And why are we doing that? Because we're not trusting. We're not trusting that the divine has our back. We're not trusting spirit. We're not trusting our journey. We feel like we have to control it. So that is a big one. Raziel is coming through because he wants to show us the magic of life, the miracles in life, and how you can bring them in, and how peace and patience together is where you're going to find your wisdom. Because now you're going to think clear. You're going to find that you have plenty of time to do everything that you need to do. You have plenty of time. And if you start with that, that's one of the big ones he told me to share right away. When you have an affirmation as I have plenty of time to take care of everything that I need to take care of, the things that seem to be, you know, not getting done, maybe you need to reevaluate that and think about it. I mean, I don't know where the priority list is, or maybe rearrange the priority and make room for that. So that's one of the big ones. We're going to take that short break. When we come back, we will take some callers if we have any coming in. 1-800-930-2819. We're powering on with angel messages and guidance for August of 2016. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our live video stream. You can check all those details out at my website, jenroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. We're talking about angel guidance and messages for August of 2016 today. What kind of guidance can they give us? Specifically, Archangel Raziel. And all of them will come in, but that's the one that came in the front for all of us. So, Brian, I believe we have a caller that came in. So let's
Absolutely. Why don't we go to Anna from sunny California. Welcome, Anna, to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. Welcome. What can we do for you? And I say we because I'm here with a lot of angels that are really ready to help everybody.
Well, that's great. That's great because I just basically had to see what angels such as have.
Can you repeat that one more time? I missed some of that.
Oh, I just wanted to know the angel has for me.
Okay. Well, it's kind of general, so that's kind of big. Is there a specific area of life, since we're kind of on a time limit here, that would help me narrow down?
Oh, okay. I kind of remember you were going to ask me, but I was like, oh, I'm just going to put it up there.
That's okay.
I guess, really, I'm really anxious right now. Because my husband and I applied to become foster parents. We got our license. And the reason why we're becoming foster parents is to be able to adopt a baby. And so I have a child of my own. And so we've been waiting for like 3 months, just waiting and waiting. And I like to hear messages right away. And patience is a big one for me. And so I just kind of see what the angel got in.
Okay. Wow. You're giving me chills, actually, because
really,
a little bit. I can actually relate to you on a personal basis as well, because my son and daughter-in-law just told me that they're going through the same process, and we have a grandson now. So, and he's pretty excited about it. He's 8 years old.
Congratulations.
He's 8 years old tomorrow, I think. So, you know, I understand that way. I wanted to put that out because I was just like, oh. And I'm really excited, you know, as a grandparent for this to happen. And when I ask the angels, because there's a lot of excitement and we feel like we can't wait. It's like waiting for Christmas when we were little and it's just not happening fast enough. Raziel said, believe in the magic of miracles and beautiful things that are going to come into your life because it will happen. But there's a divine timing to things, a divine timing. And that's making so much sense. And I have to say thank you. I'm going to try not to tear up a little bit because I'm hearing that message too for all of us as a family going through the same thing. But I'm looking at this and it helps because when I bring it in, Raziel is saying there is a time, a perfect time, and it's going to be the perfect alignment for you guys. Absolutely. Oh, wow. There's a lot to learn. And wow, I'm just getting all this right now. There's a lot to learn in the foster portion of it, you know, you have, it's basically to see if there's a good fit, obviously, but it's also, so there's a bonding and it's allowing the free will in a way for the child too. So if there's something that's not going to work out, but I'm not feeling that at all. You guys are going to be just fine. And it's going to be a beautiful opening and expansion of hearts for the whole family as you go through this learning process of bringing somebody new into the family. And that foster part's part of the journey. So Raziel is saying to me, don't fret the small stuff. Enjoy the journey. I feel like my goosebumps are showing up on the camera. They're so big. I keep feeling this. It's a beautiful message because, you know, the 3 month thing, don't worry about the time. Don't worry about the time because sometimes it just can take longer for the divine alignment because divine timing is the perfect timing. And sometimes we're trying to make it fit into a certain box. So that's what you want to release and have the patience with. Is that making sense?
It is. Since the beginning of the show, everything that you said, I was like, oh my gosh, everything that you were saying, it seemed that you were throwing it at me in general. So I just had to ask that question.
Well, please know Everything is being tended to. And Michael is very much about this, and Archangel Gabriel as well, because Archangel Gabriel works a lot with children and communication. Uh-huh. Gabriel can help. Thank you, Gabriel. Boy, they're giving me goosies everywhere. Okay. Boy, and it's like 105 here. It's really hot here in Virginia Beach. We're very hot on the East Coast right now with the humidity. So we're like, oh, but, and I'm over here just having all these surges. And I love that. I love that. So this is a very strong message coming through, and they're really wanting me to reemphasize. But Michael comes through to assure you that everyone, their hearts, everyone's being protected in things like this, because the child's going to be protected. Gabriel can help you with communication. So there's clear communication among the family members and with children. He's the he's known to be the communicating angel, but he's also an announcing angel as well. So he may be the one that will come through with, hey, we got company coming, and it won't be company for long. It'll be family. Wow. And wow. So I know. I just love this. I love this for you, Anna.
Thank you. You know, yesterday, the social worker had called me, and he's like, hey, we might have a candidate. And I got so excited. I got my family. And then after,
yes.
like,
yeah, your family, believe it has already been answered, and it's already arranged. The big thing for us in the third dimension thinking, in the earth thinking, this physical world thinking, is to think, well, if it's already arranged, how come I don't see it yet? It's being arranged energetically to be the perfect alignment. And the time and space in the higher dimensions is not like here. 5 minutes can be a much longer period of time. But please know it's happening. And I don't think you're going to have to wait very long. I don't feel there's a very long wait. You don't need to do anything to prepare yourself. You don't need to try to be perfect. You just need to be you and have a heart of love. And everything's going to be fine. That's what a child needs, is love. They need that more than anything. They need to know they're loved.
Right.
Yeah. Don't worry about everything being perfect. I mean, yes, there's hoops to jump through for the state. I get that. But you just need to have that heart full of love and know that the timing and everything is being worked on. And when you feel that you're getting a bit emotional about it, just ask Michael to help clear you of the fears of something going wrong, or, you know, helping you to have the patience. And Raziel said, just believe in the magic, because this is magical. This is miracles. These are beautiful things that are benefiting you as a family, and also going to benefit the child that's going to come live with you. So yeah, it's a good time. It's good. It's good timing. I feel like Christmas could be really awesome this year. I don't know. I honestly, awesome. You know, and I just say, we celebrate Christmas, but I just want you to know it's happening. There's a couple of things that need to line up first, and that's what's being worked on. So that's where you're looking for patience.
Okay. Because I know yesterday after he called me, said, oh, I'm sorry, it's not going to work out after all. I just told myself, well, I guess it's part of the roller coaster. You know, that I have to go through all these emotions. Yes, no, yes, no.
Yes and no. Yeah, exactly. It's becoming accepting of whatever happens. If you think that way, like whatever happens, happens, I am okay. I am trusting that the divine has my back. I've got angels watching over this. It will be exactly the way it's supposed to be in the right timing. When you go through the ups and downs, it will help your frequency be in alignment, even when it doesn't feel like it's happening. It raises the frequency, because the magic happens when we believe in it, that it's already happened, when we don't see the physical evidence.
That is so hard.
That really makes things happen. Yeah, that's one that Raziel has taught me, and I share that because it's a big deal. You have to believe when you don't see. It's a faith thing. You know, do you believe and trust that it's going to happen or not? So, yeah, watch your thoughts. If they're always like, it's not going to happen, it's like, oh, it's messing up. You know, watch that and change that. I mean, make an intention to shift the energy of what you're claiming in your thoughts. And I know they're going to happen. You have to acknowledge them when they happen, Because when big emotional mm-hmm. things like this is stirring up mommy stuff, you know, and dad stuff, mm-hmm. this is right. big. I mean, it's big, but it's right. it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. You have to just kind of work on those fears. And Michael can help with the fears. Gabriel can help with communicating and being clear with the communications mm-hmm. as you guys are bonding when it does happen. And Raziel is going to help you believe in the magic that it will.
Oh, awesome.
So there you go.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jen.
You are so welcome. And thank you for calling in. I know there's a lot of, and thank you, because that's, you know, it kind of helped us too. And we just found out like last week that they were wanting to do that. So we were totally excited about it. And I felt the same way, like win. And there was, and they explained all that stuff that they got to go through. And it's a lot. That alone is just a big process that can cause the stress. So make sure you're tending and self-care to yourself and clearing your energy. Make sure you're doing that, because moms have a tendency to forget themselves when they're being moms. Uh-huh. And we make sure we run ourselves into the ground, just making sure everybody's okay. So watch out for that. Right. Now's a good time to practice keeping that balance of energy. And then it's all going to flow through and we have to go to break.
Dr. Jen.
Thank you so much, Anna. Bye-bye now. Wow, guys, that was a great one for anybody going through something like that. We're going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going with the angel messages for August of 2016. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I really wanna stop. And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our live video stream. You can check all that out. We've just been recently adding that. So you want to go check it out at my website, jenroyster.com, and just hit the icon that says Jen Royster Show. We are delivering the angel guidance and messages for August of 2016 for this episode. And I believe we have another caller, Brian. Let's go ahead and bring the second caller on.
Well, we got lovely Rita from sunny, sunshiny Florida.
Hello.
Hi, Rita.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. I was on your show last week, and you helped me to find some peace.
Awesome.
I'm actually in the beginning stages of really working with the angels and kind of understanding. And I just got your self care guide off
okay.
of your website.
Okay. Good.
So I'm looking forward to doing that. My question is that. Okay, so I'm in a relationship. I am growing and changing a lot. And I kind of feel like my partner may be in like what they used to call the dark night of the soul.
Okay.
And how can I assist her? How can I assist her through the angels?
Assist her. Okay.
How can I assist her with my...
You know... I'm going to be really honest with you. I've seen a lot of dark nights of the soul as a, you know, minister, you know, of spirituality in my practice and working with people. I've even had one myself. And to be completely honest, it's a journey that individual takes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you do it with them, but you support and understand and give them that space they need. That would be the first thing I would say. Now, a spiritual awakening stirs up a whole lot of things. You're obviously in one, and so is your partner.
Yeah.
But when it happens to someone that might be a little more not so great with change or change that comes fast, it can feel that way at the beginning, but I find that if dark nights of the soul don't always end up negatively, I don't think negative with that. Sometimes it just will take a person. It reminds me of a shaman thing that happens in the shamanic world where, you know, they go out, a shaman will go out into the woods to be by themselves or the forest. And they go through a very deep meditative process where it's kind of a disassembling. And sometimes we have to disassemble. It's metaphoric here. It sounds horrible. It's more metaphoric. But we have to disassemble all the obstacles and all of the things that we've set in place. Sometimes obligation is what's getting in the way. We feel like, well, I can't. I've already said I would do that. And they have to find a way to release and move on and let go. So in support, it would be making sure you're protecting, that you're not absorbing the energy. Watch out for the empathic heart. Watch out for that. Mm. Because if you are lifted and you have your energy intact without it being drained when someone else is going through something, you will be more of an inspiration by your energy. And you may hear some negative talk because she's got to spin it out. She's got to work through it. And sometimes being just, you know, a sounding board and listening, you know, that you care, but not trying to always fix it. Is that making sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, and for the most part, I do very well. And then she hits my button.
That's going to happen with any close relationship.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen. You know, we know how to do it with one another because we're kind of swimming in each other's energy when we're that close with someone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, definitely. I mean,
so working with energy, I'm glad you went and got the and you know, got into the guide thing, and you're going to work through that, yeah, because that's going to be huge for you right now. And eventually, you know,
you.
Now some people need something active, like yoga can be very meditative. You know, if there's something mm-hmm. active you guys can do together, and if she's not ready or doesn't want to, that's okay. But sometimes we have to process a grieving a little bit of losing things that we thought were always going to be in our life. And I feel that there's just something big that changed for your partner. We're not reading her, so I don't have permission to do that. And I'm not trying to. I'm kind of picking it up off of you, actually. It just feels like something mm-hmm. very, very okay. disappointing happened that she's got to work through.
Okay.
I I'm not even going to say what it is. I just feel that a little bit, something heavy, you know. And, you know, change is just, you know, with people that don't like change, usually that's a control thing. You don't like that you don't know what's going on. And be careful, right, because you're going to respond to that as well, because you're going to feel like, well, I want to fix it. I feel good. I want everybody around me to feel good. An empathic person is going to be like that. And when you have a big heart and you have a natural awakening that you just want everybody else to feel this incredible, whatever you feel, it happens when they're ready to accept it or they're ready to do that. And not, we're not always on mm-hmm. the same path. Is that making sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's yes. kind of, yeah, you've got a lot going on in your dynamics, but the biggest thing in the world you can do is to keep your energy balanced and healthy. And mm-hmm. you're going to be practicing it. You stay focused on what you need to be working on, because you're pretty new, you said, to some of all of this too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on a path of, okay, I'm awakened. I'm connecting. How do I keep from feeling all this stuff all the time? So that's where you are. So you want to keep your focus on that while she's sorting out, you know, some energies that are different emotions, to be honest. And all of those emotions that she's sorting out, they're part of us. We have to accept those sides of us too. We have a shadow side. We're both. Yeah. So, and maybe she's working through that, but I know that's not an easy answer, but it's the honest, most direct answer I can give you on that, because it's somebody else's journey. And it's it's a respect for where that person is and what they're doing about it. Because a person can choose to ignore it, avoid it, or go through it and deal with it. And some people,
sure.
you know, like to stay in there a little longer than others. You know, for me personally, after mm-hmm. I've been through a couple yeah. of tough ones, it's like, man, I don't argue anymore. Once you've done that a couple of times, you really learned, like, there is no reason that I have to learn this way. And you mm-hmm. you know, you work with the divine better that way, but it's not something that somebody can just tell you and you're convinced of that. Sometimes we have to experience it. So that mm-hmm. might be what she's going through as well. So you're working on not absorbing. That's one of the big things that's right. coming through for you. And believe in the miracle of healing for everybody, the whole family, the whole house.
Okay.
The whole household. I'm proud of you, Rita, and you're
thank
doing
you.
Great. And
thank you.
It's a lot. I know what's thank going you. On for you is, oh my gosh, I feel like I had no clue until like yesterday. And now I am seeing so many things and yeah. I don't know what. That's a yeah, spiritual yeah, awakening yeah. experience. And mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. you're going to be busy tending to your own spiritual awakening. yeah. It's kind of,
so
yeah,
true.
It is like
so
that.
True.
Even when we have a close, you know, now the big thing is, you know, when it's somebody that just doesn't want to deal with it or it's becoming a toxic, dangerous thing, I'm not feeling that. I just think we have to sometimes be okay with somebody being in a darker time while they're working it out. I mean, obviously, if there was something to be concerned about, keep an eye on that. But I don't feel that. I feel that sometimes we just need space to figure things out where we want to be in it.
Okay.
You know, and that's what it feels perfect. Like. So you're going to do great work by just being a supportive, unconditional love.
Okay.
And unconditional
thank
love
you.
Is what? No matter what, you love them. I mean,
right.
the light
exactly.
and the dark side, right? So, yeah, sometimes yep. it's just giving them some space and letting them talk about it when they're ready. I wouldn't try to push too much or here, try this, try that, try. Yeah, don't leave that alone a little bit. Just be you, though. Don't be afraid to do what's working for you. And don't try to hide that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of a.
I'm not. That's a big thing for me. That's changing for me to. And I've been listening to your show for a few, like about a month, maybe a month and a half now. And I've been listening to some of your other shows and really starting to understand how the angels work, you know, and who and which ones to call upon. And been really
That's
working
awesome.
With that.
That's
so thank
awesome.
You so much
because
for what
they,
you do.
They are like best friends. Think of it like a best friend
like.
That
it's
you can
like
talk to at any time.
I don't feel so alone, you know.
Yeah, it
I
does.
Hear,
it does when it
I
starts to change,
messages.
But you're not. That's why I'm out
right.
here doing this, because I know a lot of people are going through stuff like you're going through, and I have to go to break. Mm-hmm. But Rita, I want to send you a big boost of love energy right
thank
now.
You.
I'm sending it to you. It's strong.
Thank
I mean,
you so much.
I just want you to know, stay on your course. And allow others to do the same. And that's the way to go. But we have to go to break. So thank you so much for calling in today, Rita.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You know, wow. We are working with the angels today on messages that are quite powerful and profound. I'm really feeling them today. It's the angel messages for August of 2016. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
we are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching. And I want to welcome all the new followers of the show. I am always very blessed to hear from you. Sometimes we just don't know who we're reaching, and then we'll hear from someone and they've been listening all along. So, you know, I appreciate that feedback because I want to know what it is that I can do for you and help you with. That's what I'm here for. And the one big thing that Raziel, Archangel Raziel, wanted me to leave you with before we go is how to redirect the energy for the miracles that you're looking for. First of all, we want to grab into the peaceful energy. Okay, the peaceful energy has really been coming in, you know, a lot lately, but it makes sense with everything that's so chaotic right now for a lot of people, big scale and all the way down to our personal life. Peacefulness needs to be a priority. He said, we need to think in peace. We have to think and calm ourselves down within. And then you're going to redirect that. You redirect that energy, and instead of trying to force it and push it, it's like opening up to options that you may have missed before because you were trying to go this way, this way, this way. When you put so much energy right here and it's not working out, Einstein said it perfectly, you can't solve the problem with the same mind that created it. I mean, that is one of my favorite quotes of his. You've got to think differently. You've got to get out of your own way. And then it's kind of casting the net wide to allow the other options to come in and present themselves to you. So then when you go into an intention, it's an intention, and your energy of thought is, okay, my intention is to stop beating myself up, trying to drive this way when that's not working, or you've come up across a problem that you've always had before, you need to find a different way to resolve it, react, respond. That's when you want to step back, cast the net wide, and ask for that option, all the other options to show and present themselves. And then the patience comes in. It's redirecting the patience with peacefulness, like, okay, show me if there's a different way. Just show me if there's a different way, and we'll go with that. And you'll be surprised what will start to present itself. It may come in a day or two. It may come in a week or two. Patience is, yes, it is one of the things we have to work on for the month of August. I'm not going to pull any punches on that one. We're all going to feel a little bit of a challenge with that. It does not have to be difficult or negative. Ask the divine and the angels to assist you and guide you with how you could move through this in a more positive direction. What could you do different that would have a better outcome? And you will find that there'll be options to come up. The first thing you need to know is that you have to believe that it's possible. If you don't believe that it's possible, that kind of kills it right there. It kind of just takes it to this level of, oh, well, if you don't believe that there's another option that will work better, you've locked it all down. You're still staying in that place, that same mind that created it, so to speak. So Raziel is here to expand your consciousness and awareness to all the things that you might be missing in life. And to do that, sometimes we have to believe in something we can't see yet. We have to know it's already been taken care of. It works a lot like that with the angels. With the divine, you put it out there to the universe with law of attraction, it's already out there. If you're thinking about it all the time, that's what you're telling them you want more of. So you want to keep a check on the low negative thinking, and it's going to happen. You can't beat yourself up when it does. Know that that's part of you and go, okay, yeah, I'm having trouble with that part. Ask for help with that part if you're having trouble releasing a fear or an insecurity or whatever it is that you might have going on. Ask for the help. And know that you don't ever have to go through any of these things alone. If you are one of the people going through one of the dark nights, I will speak from my own experience with a dark night. The angels always hear you no matter how low it gets. And just ask. Ask for that deliverance and that something to help lift you, to show you a step to pull you up out of that dark hole, show you a way that could be a better option, any of that, something, just anything that would work to your benefit to, you know, help you move forward. I mean, if this is just so new to you, especially for people that are brand new to waking up to all of these new frequencies, these energies, no, they're not of the physical world. No, not necessarily will be explained in the physical world. It's not going to have proven anything behind it. No, it not really. There's some of it does, but honestly, the magic comes in when you're believing in the brand new stuff coming in. And, you know, take what works for you, leave the rest behind. You don't have to take my word for it. Do your own due diligence and look into it. I'm doing everything I can nonstop. I'm working constantly trying to put out as much information, new courses, new live web stream courses, all kinds of things like that. I'm putting them out there for you. I'm putting free things out there. The radio show is free. I put quite a bit of expense into bringing this to you like this, but because I wanted to, because I had to, because that was just, I knew I had to do this. And then it was like, okay, here we are. Now what are we going to tell them? They tell me one day at a time too, what I'm going to share with you. And I believe that they will come through. Sometimes it's five, and people that have been listening to my show for the last 6 years know this. I literally, sometimes I don't know until I sit down and go on the air, what in the world are we going to talk about? And there was a time when I wasn't even, there was no a week ahead what we were going to talk about. It was, I don't know. I didn't even have that done. And it felt so real that way. It felt so real. And the, you know, the networks, the producers were like, well, how are we going to promote the show and let people know what it's about? Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know either. But that was how it started. Now I've gotten to where I'm better with the connections. And every day I work on connections and improving those connections. And now they give me, okay, you may not understand why you're going to talk about this next week, but this is what you're going to talk about. I write it down. And it's true. I'm not feeling that then, but I'm trusting it. I don't see it yet, but I already know it's been taken care of. And that is exactly the right timing for me to deliver that message. So that's how that works. Now, they give me an idea and a topic, but then it goes into, well, I don't have any detailed notes. I don't have any of that until we go on the air. So it's still in the moment. Because I want to give you real in the moment. I haven't edited anything. I haven't, you know, pre-written anything. It's more, this is it. And today I even had one that was really cool that, you know, I thought was a wonderful message with the first caller for something our family has going on. So know that just believe in the magic that it's already been answered when you ask for something. And that allows them to bring the opportunities into your life. It's amazing. And that is what you want to really be working on with patients in August, okay? It's a big one for August with the patients on that one, okay? So trust what you can't see yet. Go over to my website. For those that are interested, I have the free energy healing self-guide that can help keep you balanced. It's right over there. I just put it up in the last couple of days. JenRoyster.com. You'll see everything right there on the front page. I also have free guided meditation one over there. And in another week or so, we're going to have a live web stream class on working with healing crystals for those that are new to the crystal world. So I love the crystals and, you know, there's a way to work with them. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that one too. Thank you so much for listening. And I wish everyone the peace they need to work through the patience and redirect it in a positive way. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.